Sovereign Grace Chapel, located at 135 Annabelle Lane in Beaver, West Virginia, invites you to listen to a gospel message concerning Jesus Christ our Lord. If you want to follow along, I will be in the 103rd Psalm. Psalm 103. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 14 to 19. Psalm 103, verse 14. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Title is, He Remembers We Are Dust. This is a Psalm of David. The first words of this psalm are this: Bless the Lord, O my soul. The last words of this psalm are, Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's the first words and the last words of this psalm, and those are some great words. Well, he says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That's verse 1. It is good to praise the Lord. It is good to express and proclaim the blessedness of the Lord. David wasn't blessing God. He was expressing his praise at God's blessedness. I've heard preachers on TV have a bad tendency to bless people. Well, Walter read a few weeks back, the less is blessed of the better. We need the blessedness of God. He doesn't need our blessing. But we praise him. It's good to praise and bless his holy name. And in this world today, it's about as rare as hen's teeth. What do I mean when I say that? Like I said, I've heard preachers on TV, they bless the Lord all the time. No, they don't. They don't. Because here's the thing, they don't know the Lord in order to praise him. And that becomes evident quite quickly from their sermons on television, on the radio, and in pulpits all around us. Because here we have the sweet psalmist of Israel. We have David, a man after God's own heart. David blessed the Lord God, who hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. David blessed the Lord who makes his people willing in the day of his power. David blessed the Lord who made David himself admit and acknowledge and sorrow for his iniquity and his transgressions. David blessed the Lord who showed David he was shapen in iniquity and born a sinner. David blessed the Lord who did not delight in the burnt offerings. David blessed the Lord who delighted in a broken and contrite heart. David mourned the death of his son and blessed the Lord who took that son from him. David blessed the Lord who told him that there was none good, none that doeth good, no, not one. I'm going to tell you something. The world does not know this Lord. And it shows it every day. Because he, the Lord, remembers that we are dust. We are dust. But verse 14 starts with this. For he knoweth our frame. He knows our form. The Lord knows the form and the frame of our physical bodies. It talks about that. For as for man, his days are as grass as a flower of the field, and the wind passeth over it, and it's gone. We are a few years and full of trouble. Physically, he knows us better than we do, that we are earthen vessels. We are clay pots, and actually, we came from the dust, and we're going to return to the dust unless Christ comes before that. We all are. We are all clay pots. We are hard, but brittle. We're not hard to dent, scratch, or break. You know, in my family, I can tell you about broken toes, broken feet, broken legs, broken arms, broken fingers, broken hand, broken wrist, broken collarbones. Now, granted, there were eight of us, so it was spread out. The Lord remembers we're dust. He knows our frame. He knows what we are. But that's not all, because when I looked at this word, it's not used many times in the Old Testament, but five of those times it is used, it is translated as the word imagination or image. What do I mean by that? Well, beyond our physical frame, the Lord knows our mental frame. I'm talking about, there's an expression you might have heard, your frame of mind. Your frame of mind, which I'm sorry that I have to break it to you. Our frame of mind is no better than our frame of body. As a matter of fact, some ways it's worse. Because we have the same concern with our mental processes. Why? We're cursed. We're under a curse. And that curse not only affected our physical bodies, it affected our brain. It affects the way we think. We are cursed, we are sinners, and because of that, we sin. We sin. There's a couple of songs. I actually got one written down here where it says, this was written by a guy named Benjamin Beddo, who I don't know, but I like this song. I almost sent it to you, Walter, and decided to use it here. How great, how solemn is the work which we attend today. Now for a holy, solemn frame, O God, to thee we pray. Even as believers, those who know Christ, those who trust Christ, those who believe his word, those who love his gospel, those who come to church, we need divine help to worship God. Now, right now, right here, I'd like to have a holy and solemn frame. We need divine help to bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, in that context of physical and mental frame, we look at the next statement. He remembers that we are dust. He remembers that we are dust. Our frame of mind is so poor, we forget. We forget. But the Lord remembers.
Amen.
We are dust. We are dust. Now, I know the wording here where it says the Lord remembereth, talking about the Lord remembering that we are dust. I am making no implication, and the scripture does not say that God has forgotten anything and now he's remembering that we're dust. No, the implication is this. We forget, but God remembers. We forget. I forget. You forget. God never forgets, but God remembers. God remembers. Because here it is, even when, not if, when we forget, he remembers. We're dust. Yes, we are prone to forget. Now, what are we prone to forget? You name it. We can probably forget it. I'll forget my physical frailty. Not alone my mental frailty, but I can forget my physical frailty. I think right now that I can still do a cartwheel. I did one a couple years ago. But I haven't done one for a few years, and somehow or the other, for some reason, my wife has forbidden me to try to turn cartwheel. I love that woman. Ah. But you understand, I think that. I can forget my physical frailty, that sometimes I have problems getting up out of bed. Sometimes I have problems after driving just an hour and a half to Pocahontas County, getting out of the truck. But he remembers we're dust. We are prone to forget. We forget scripture verses. I can forget whole sermons. And I suspect you have too. But see, I preached them. You understand? This is, and I'm not joking about this. This is serious. It's somehow a little funny, but on my way home, I have forgotten sometimes what I preached that morning. And I have to ask Debbie, or I have to think back and remember, oh yeah, that's what it was. That quick. That quick, I can forget. But he remembers we're dust. He remembers we're dust. I think I'm smart. You know why? Because I forget I'm dumb. That's why. That's why. I think I know things. Why? Because I forget my ignorance. We speak before we think. He remembers we're dust. We speak sometimes instead of thinking. But he remembers we're dust. We speak when we should listen. We act before thinking. We act before considering the consequences. He remembers we are dust. We run when we should walk. We walk when we should stand. We stand when we should sit. And we sit when we should go home. We come when we should go, and we go when we should come. He remembers we are dust. You understand? Here's my point here. Of ourselves, as we are, even as believers, we're always wrong. And God is always right. He remembers wherever you go, wherever you are, even sitting here in an assembly, trying to hear the gospel preached, trying to have a holy and solemn frame. You're dust. We're all dust. And he remembers. I can tell you this. I can even forget verse 10 of this psalm, 103rd psalm. This is a great verse, I'm telling you. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. What do you want to put on the end of that? He remembers that we're dust. Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. He remembers we're dust. He remembers we're dust. You know, if I can forget a verse like that, if you can forget a verse like that, what's wrong with us? Earl said it many, many times, and I still remember. He said it used to make people mad, some people. I was depraved, I am depraved, and I shall be depraved until I awake in his likeness. But thank God when I read it, I can rejoice in this verse. And I pray to God, don't let me forget it again. We can forget that. But the Lord never forgets. He remembers. He remembers. He knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. Now, I'm not going to keep you too much longer, but understand this. He didn't say he remembers we're rock. He didn't say he remembers we're not stone. He didn't say we're not even shale. He doesn't say that. We're not mud. We're not even dirt. He remembers we're dust. Dust. You know what dust is? Dust doesn't matter. Now, granted, if you're cleaning the house, dust matters. But don't look at my house. All right? Because there's stuff she can't reach that I don't dust. Okay? And we got two cats and a dog. So not only do we have dust, we have hair, but that's not the point. He remembers that we're dust. We're nothing. What is it? Less than the small dust of the balance. Yeah. It's not even worth brushing off because it's not going to affect the balance one way or another.
Right.
Understand, we've had people get mad because we talk about human beings being worms. Jacob, thou red worm. What is that word? Thou maggot.
Yeah.
See, that's worse than being called dust, I think, because you know, maggots are disgusting. Well, dust is nothing. And he remembers that we're dust. We're dust. In and of ourselves, we are nothing. And the Lord remembers this. And he remembering this, you understand, the Lord's remembering this on purpose. This is not an afterthought. This is not just because God can't forget. He remembers us. And he remembers that we are dust. And here's the thing. If the Lord remembers that you are dust, it's because you are dust. What else can you say about that? What else can you say? What? For the wind passeth over it, and it's gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. We went up to the woods on vacation. The leaves are changing. And I love it. It's beautiful. It's a nice cool morning, a nice cool day, and a pretty blue sky over orange and yellow leaves. But you understand, those orange and yellow leaves are dying. And I love it when the wind comes through the trees and the leaves just fall all over the place. And I don't have to rake them. That's right. I can drive my car over Mason and they blow behind me. I love seeing, I love hearing that noise. But you understand, every leaf that's on the ground is dead. I remember them, but they're still dead. Well, the Lord remembers us. Why? We're dust, but we're not dead. We're not dead. What conclusion? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Huh? He knows our frame. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Why? He remembers that we are dust. Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. The Lord's mercy and loving kindness is everlasting. And I love that. Everlasting to everlasting. You don't know what that is? That's the definition of the word eternity. That's eternity. You understand? The Lord has remembered we are dust from the beginning. And he's had mercy toward us. What? From the beginning. His mercy shall stand, and glory, glory dwelleth in my Emmanuel's land. But you understand, God's mercy has always stood. His loving kindness has always been toward his people. And the reason being is, we have a Redeemer. There's a reason he hath not dealt with us after our sins. Because he has dealt with our Redeemer after our sins. Amen. There's a reason he hath not nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. He's not saying we don't have iniquities, we don't have sins, we don't have transgressions. We have them. But he's dealt with them in our Redeemer. Amen. He's dealt with them in the Redeemer. The Redeemer, and I want to point it out, not just a Redeemer. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Because a Redeemer is not good enough. Matter of fact, there's a special Redeemer we needed. And the book of Ruth tells us about it. We needed a kinsman Redeemer. We needed a kinsman Redeemer. And the Lord, God Almighty, the Father, sent forth his Son. And took upon himself, the Son did, the form of a servant. And he's still wearing that form of a servant today. He ascended to the Father bodily. And was accepted by the Father. And where's he sitting? The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens. He ascended. He is seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And his kingdom ruleth over all. Oh my. I want to read this. I didn't want to quote it wrong. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He knew no sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Now, if you have a problem with made him to be sin or made him sin, if you want to leave that to be out, I'm not going into that. It's what it says. That's what I believe. I believe the scripture. If God said he made him sin, he made him sin. And that's all there is to it. I don't have a problem with any of it. Because what God says is right. He remembers we're dust. He remembers we're dust. But I love how it says that. It says we were made in him righteousness. The righteousness in him. You understand? Now, we were made righteousness by him, but that's not what it says. It says in him. And I like that in him stuff. Why? In him we live and move and have our being. In him we want to be found. In him. In him all fullness dwells. And we are complete in him. In him. Here's the thing. The Lord remembers that we are dust, but the Lord knows his son. The Father knows his son. Oh my. In him, believers have mercy and grace and love. He remembers we are dust, and we are in his son. We're in his son. Because the kinsman redeemer, think about it. The kinsman redeemer, our near kinsman, calls us brethren. Brethren. And you know why? Because brethren, in him, we are. We are. By his grace, whatever I forget, he remembers. If it comes a time when I lose my mind, when my frame of mind has no framework at all, the Lord remembers. The Lord remembers. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places. Thank God. The Lord remembers. The Lord remembers. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for all you've done, for all you do, and all you shall do. Because the Lord knows we need it all. We are dust. Help us to remember our frame and our frailties. Thanks, Lord, most of all. For your Son, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord, our King, he rules over all. And rule in our hearts. And help us to walk in thy way. And we'll give you all the honor and the praise and the glory, for it is your work from the beginning. Amen.